Thanks for joining us today for our camp conversation. I'm joined with kicker David Akers. David, what number of training camp is this for you?
This is 16. And in NFL Europe, maybe we can call it 17.
Do you ever get sick of training camp, or what do you look forward to? I know it's a grind, and you guys only get a few days off, but you got to be happy with no double days anymore, right?
Well, now it's just one real long day. It was interesting, you know, kind of how the CBA all came together. It is different than the years past. For right now, we're just trying to go out and improve our craft and come together as a team and hopefully prepare for the season.
Well, when you're talking about improving your craft, I mean, when you look at guys like yourself and Andy and Brian, I mean, how do you guys go about doing that, especially coming off of an NFL record 44 field goals last year?
Well, we had 44 makes, but we had 52, you know, total attempts. So we missed some and then had some other ones blocked. And I got to work on making sure that I can do everything in my power to alleviate any of those issues and make the kicks. So if you look total statistics, you know, we were like 84-some percent. I want to be 100%. And so it starts with the snapper and the O-lineman and all of us working together on a team so we can it's hard enough to make kicks. So we want to cut all those other issues out of the way. I need to go fast enough. We need to be on the same page with Andy and Brian and so it sounds like it's routine, but we really do put a lot of thought and we have a method to our madness, if you will. So hopefully we can kind of get this thing cranking up and improve on where we were last year.
Yeah, how would you assess the 2011 season and just the success that you guys had, especially as a specialist unit, I guess?
We had a lot of positives, and I would say as a specialist unit and the special teams, our special teams were outstanding last year. Can you always improve on your return game? Absolutely. You know, we had some great big returns. Can we on punt? We gave up, you know, a big one against Seattle, and you know, you never want to have that happen. So, can we improve? Yes, you can improve on that. On kickoff coverage, I felt like I did pretty well on kickoffs. I want to maintain that, but yet the ones that they return out, we got to make them pay for that. You know, keep them inside of 20. So I look at, you know, things that way. When we go to field goal, you know, I don't want any blocks, whether it's my fault or, you know, guys up front, you know, making sure we're on the same page in protection or where guys need to be. Field goals, when I'm called upon, I want to go out and make them and do the best I can. And so we have to do that all together as one unit. So that those are things that when we come in, we actually try to improve on, and we don't just take it for granted as this, okay, it's just another day, and you know, you're either getting better or you're getting worse.
Have you and Andy also been working on the arm strength, the quarterbacking skills, like you showed off a little bit last year?
Well, Andy's definitely out there always slinging the ball. He's got a great arm, and I'm just glad I didn't screw it up too bad with Crabtree, but we had a lot of fun, you know, making that play, and then Andy obviously kind of picked up on it over in the Pro Bowl, and you never can tell what Brad's going to do.
And going into last year, I mean, I guess you guys probably shocked the experts, so to speak, a little bit, but I mean, going into this year, there's so much excitement around the team, and is that exciting too for the players, just to see the fans and the entire Bay Area just so excited about 49ers football this year?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're all very passionate about playing as well. This is our livelihood and this is what we do. And so coming into camp right now, we're excited. You know, guys are out there and they're in shape. And guys like CJ, my man right here. Hi, CJ. You know, getting back with our special teams guys and seeing that they're ready is really cool. But, you know, to see how in a year the mindset has changed around the town is really just changed, I mean, to be quite honest. And a lot of that's done with Coach Harbaugh and what he brings.
Yeah, and you guys got one practice in the books now. I mean, obviously you can't tell a ton from the first practice, but how'd it go? And did it seem like there's maybe a little bit of rust, or were guys just flying around out there?
Well, guys are definitely we've been practicing a lot, you know. So this is, I mean, though it's the first day of training camp and the first training camp practice, yeah, there's going to be, you know, some rust per se, but I think guys are in really good shape and they've been working hard this off season. So I just see that, you know, it's kind of, you look at it as kind of climbing that summit, you know, and so you just keep taking it every day and you just keep improving and you work hard at something. When you when you're working hard and you're doing the right things, usually good things happen. So, you know, like I look at myself, I went out and missed a couple kicks today. We were kicking into a win, one came up short. I thought I had enough power, but I haven't been kicking in the San Fran wins all the time, so I needed to put a little bit more into it. And, you know, so those are things that come in the first day. And, you know, so I just kind of learned how to modify into that and go forward. I feel like we are obviously at a better place than we were this time last year. So, and that's not just me, that's the entire team.